Hello everyone, this is Moussa Afkar and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. And today we have with us Anna Larai. She is a divine planetary liaison, universal channel, intuitive life coach and love light worker. And today she will channel the Alchemy Collective Consciousness, and I really, really love their message. It's so profound, so true, and it deeply resonates within my heart, and I'm so honored to share the message with you today. And Anna Larai also does energy healing, and I just love it. I experienced it before, and I was really fascinated by her accuracy in getting the points that I truly needed to address, and also the healing with it was very powerful. You easily feel that warm and light energy, and I really felt the energetic shifts during the session and also after that, during a few days of integration. So I'm really excited for having her with us today. And as usual, I want to take a few moments just to open this space where we can share love with each other and with ourselves as well. So I invite you first for a few moments to feel and hold love for yourself. Breathe in love energy. And when you exhale, imagine yourself surrounded by this huge and warm love energy. And now, send it out to all members of our community. To your family. Your friends. And your pets. Thank you. And now I would love to tell you a little bit about Anna Larai. So Anna Larai is a divine planetary liaison, universal channel, intuitive life coach, and love light worker who works with the vibration of love. On the higher realms, Anna Larai is involved with the angelic councils, tasked with uplifting the collective etheric heart of humanity into the Christ consciousness vibration. She also works to bring people together to accomplish personal and collective goals and to prepare the way for united global transformation. When working with clients, she has the ability to see, hear, and feel the information from the client's higher self and their guides. As a universal channel, Anna Larai brings through messages from the angelic realms, many different ascended masters, the alchemy collective consciousness, galactic guides, and the guides of individuals in sessions, all of the seventh dimension or higher. She has been facilitating spiritual retreats since 2006, working in group consciousness, assisting people to remember their own divinity. Anna Larai currently works with different collective consciousnesses, of which the alchemy collective consciousness is her primary focus. And with that, Anna Larai, I want to welcome you to the show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Monsef. I'm really excited to be here. Hi, everybody. It's great to connect with you. And myself and the Alchemy are really honored to be present on your show. And what a beautiful start with the connecting with love of yourself and sending it outward. That's awesome. So thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful. And Anna Larai, I would love, like, if we start talking about your spiritual journey, because I I listened to Manifest before. I really love it. It's so inspiring, and I also want to share it with our audience. So I would
love
to
thank you. Thanks, Mansaf. You know, I would never have guessed in a million years that this would be my life at this point. So, and I mean that in the most positive way. I'm Canadian, and I have always worked in corporate. My background is in hospitality and human resources. And I had the opportunity to work abroad in Russia, and worked in Moscow for 8.5 years in hospitality. And that's where I really started to wake up. And it was with a book that I had gotten that was really popular back then, and it was called The Celestine Prophecy. And a lot of people will say, oh, it's not really a spiritual book, it's just a story. And to me, to me today, it doesn't matter. Whatever starts to awaken you or help you remember who you are. And so when I read that, it really resonated with me with the coincidences. And I really started watching in my life. And all of a sudden, when you start watching, you start seeing the universe come together and coincidences started. And so, you know, when I moved back to Canada and everything, I really got to see where that was happening. And I, you know, it took me down to on vacation to Mexico, and one thing led to another, and I ended up meeting you know, my best friend, who is friend from many lifetimes. And you know, all these coincidences took me to different places and people. And eventually what happened is I met some people and who put me in the direction of what would turn to be my first spiritual teacher, and her name was Dr. Liliana Corder, and she's out of Byron Bay in Australia, and back then, and her name is, her spiritual name is Mary L. And she came to Canada and was doing a spiritual retreat, and she was, her task at that time was to find the water healers, the 250 females and I think 300 males who were water healers for the planet. And so she held a spiritual retreat. Now, I'd never been to anything. I didn't have any spiritual practice. I didn't, you know, I was barely, you know, I was just starting to wake up, and friends of mine called me and told me about this. So I got on this website and looked at it, and it was a 2-week silent retreat outside of Montreal, Canada. And I was at the stage in my waking up that when I felt or experienced a divine truth, it was like electricity would run through my body. And it was just like this, and not painful or anything, but it was just like this whole electrical current would run up and down my body. So I knew it was like my soul telling me, this is a divine truth. This is important for you. So I looked at this website and went, oh my God, you know, this energy started running through me. So I signed up. And I was unemployed at the time. It was probably my first example. I'll share with everyone how important it is to say yes when spirit comes forward. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But it was probably my first example of saying yes. And at the time, I was unemployed. I didn't have the money to do this. But it was such a call and a pull that I didn't understand that off I went. Well, it turned out it wasn't silent. I was one of 12. They were from pretty much all from North America, from the United States, and the teacher had come in from Australia. And I really thought, I'll be honest, I really thought that I'd lost my mind at one point, because I'd been there 3 days, and they're talking about the Ashtar Command and going up on ships and meditation. I'd never meditated. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, these guys are all loonies. I have no idea what this is. Why am I here? And I was about 3 or 4 days in, and I can remember sitting up in my bed and saying something out loud. And I should know by now that when that happens, something big is about to happen. And I can remember saying, if I don't have an experience, then I'm leaving and going home. Because I, you know, I would just fall asleep in the meditations. Nothing made sense. They all had had spiritual practices and were healers and energy workers and had been for years. These were really a whole group of way seers. And so the next morning, the meditation was, we were doing a trip back to a meditation and a journey back to Lemuria. Well, I didn't even know what Lemuria was, you know. So all I remember was going into this, coming out of this meditation, this guided meditation, and I can hear myself speaking. Like, I can hear my voice, and I am saying, I have my tail again. I have my tail again. And I had gone in and had a full experience of my mermaid life in Lemuria. And so not only did I actually have an experience, but I had full memory. So it wasn't, and it was, I knew when I came out that it was a full-on memory. It wasn't something I had imagined. And so for the rest of that retreat, it was pretty profound. I went in and out of being able to, you know, experience things or not. But on the second last day, it was the full moon, and this is still probably one of my most profound experiences of my life, is I don't even know what the meditation was, quite frankly. We'd been told to lay down. We were doing some deep meditation. And I can hear, it's around lunchtime, and I can hear, you know, like way down the hall in another room, way, way down the hall, you can hear things moving. So I'm laying on the floor, and I'm deep in, but I can hear people getting up to move. But it feels like I'm miles and miles and miles away. And I can't move. I literally am pinned to the floor. I could not move a finger if my life depended on it. And I can hear, and in fact, I don't want to move, because what I'm feeling is it's like I'm being showered with rain, but it's light. And it was the most amazing physical experience I've ever had this lifetime, where uh-huh. it was as though please excuse me, anyone, but the best way to describe it was like a full body orgasm, like every uh-huh. part of my body and every fiber was in pure bliss with this light pouring into me like a rain shower. And I couldn't move. I literally could not move. It was so intense. And so I can still hear people getting up and moving, and I can't move. And all of a sudden I hear way down the tunnel, so to speak, I hear my teacher say, wait, you know, Anna Laride, something's happening, sit down. And I'm still pinned to the floor. And it probably took me another at least 5 minutes or 10 minutes to actually be unpinned, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't even speak, and I sat halfway. I sat up. And all I did was motion for people to give me their hands. And we had been in a circle anyway. And so the 13 of us joined hands. And I felt this rush of energy go through both my hands and out to everyone in the group. And it just went around and around in the circle several times. And people were practically knocked over. And I don't think I spoke for a couple of hours. And anyone that knows me, that's pretty unheard of. Mm-hmm. So it was so deeply profound. And my teacher said to me at that time that I was anchoring my first light body. So from there, at the end of the retreat, the guides at that time picked three or four people who were going to overlight the group for the year. And I was the youngest. I was the least experienced. I'd never done anything, and I was one of the assistants. And so for that next whole year, I did more training and became a water healer. And the following year, I went in to do my teaching and eventually my teacher's training. And it really changed my life. You know, I always say that my spiritual contract was written in invisible ink, because I never thought I'd be a healer. I never thought I'd be a I had no interest in actually doing any of this. And but I said yes. And it has, that saying yes has changed my life path. And so eventually I started, after my teacher stopped doing retreats, myself and two others started doing full-on week-long spiritual retreats. And I was still working full-time, so I learned how to do healings and worked with Dr. Lorfin one-on-one as part of my training, and sort of did all of this. And where it led me to was actually 3 years ago, is to the Alchemy Collective Consciousness. And so throughout my life, I guess I would say, too, that I grew up going to church. My parents were Presbyterian but I left the church. I had no belief in it. It didn't resonate with me. And for a long time, I would probably say I was close to atheist. So the spiritual awakening was pretty profound for me. And I remember in the beginning year of my awakening, I couldn't even use the word God. I would say source energy or the universe or higher power or something. So it was really kind of funny. I had to do a lot of clearing around that terminology. And So when I started all this, I really didn't know where this would lead me to. And a year and a half ago, my guides had me quit my full-time big corporate job and do my spiritual work full-time. And so that's where I'm at now. And then the alchemy came in about 3 years ago. So I think for me, what I've learned over the years is how important it is to say yes when spirit gives you an opportunity or when your guides give you an opportunity. Another example I would use of that is about three or four years ago, my guides said to me that they would really like to have a spiritual event held here on where I live. And so I always pretty much listen to my guides most of the time. And so I began and got four other people involved, local people, and we set up it was called The One, and it was a three-day spiritual event. And we had volunteers and we had speakers and booths, and it was a spiritual fair. It was amazing. And we set up a new model with it where it was profit share for everybody and all kinds of stuff. And it was, 9 months of work. It was like birthing a baby, and it was a big learning curve, and it was just an amazing event. But at the event, at least three different people came up to me and said, my guides keep telling me I should do a spiritual event too, but I never did anything. And it was really interesting because it was another learning that there's always a backup plan. There's not only one person or one thing that has to be done. That the message goes out to lots of people, and it depends on who says yes. So other people had been getting this message for a couple of years that they really wanted a physical spiritual event in that area, and nobody had taken it up. So I guess I rarely think that I should say no. In fact, I don't think I've ever said no to them. So to me, one of my big lessons was how important, and I would share with everyone, how important it is to say yes to spirit when you have the opportunity, because it changes your life in ways you can't even anticipate, things you can't know that are coming. And that's where it was with the alchemy too. Mm-hmm. So with the Alchemy Collective Consciousness, I was away. So I'd been doing retreats for 6 or 7 years, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. spiritual retreats. And one of the people that I had met through this was my friend Sarah Law, who lives in Florida. And she had come to all the retreats. And so all of the retreats I had done over the years were in group consciousness. We were bringing in the energy of group consciousness and working with that. So you joined your heart at the beginning and connected with people, and it's the new group consciousness. It's not the old one that we all have a lot of fear about. So when all that dissolved and when our contracts to do all that were done, Sarah Law came to visit me, and we'd gone away for a weekend. And it was a full moon on the Saturday night, and we'd been out in the Sunday morning before we were checking out of the resort. I had said to her, do you want to do a meditation? She's like, of course, let's do something for the full moon. And so when we sat down, I said, any beings of light of the seventh dimension and higher who wish to come through, were welcome to hear from you. And I could remember at the time thinking, oh, I never say this. How odd is that? Mm-hmm. And then Lord Melchizedek came in, and I could feel and sense his energy because I work with him a lot. And he started to talk. And then all of a sudden, the whole energy in the room whole shifted. And then all I could speak was like that. Like, I couldn't even get the words out. No exaggeration. It was really strange. Like, it was like the energy was so strong I could barely speak. Melchizedek told me it was a collective consciousness. I didn't know a name or anything yet. And they had a message for us. And at the end of the channel, they said they asked us, they wanted to work with us, but there were three conditions. And I, to this day, still remember, I was like thinking, conditions? When did the masters ever give you conditions? Like, it was just so strange for me. So anyway, the conditions were that if we agreed to work with them, it had to be at least a year. And if we agreed to work with them, we'd have to meet at least twice a month with them. And the third one was the most difficult for me because they said that when they asked, we had to put their messages and information out through, you know, and they didn't say email, but through, we had to share it with the world. So, you know, social media, email, talk, et cetera. And I didn't, I could feel they were pure love and a really high vibration, and I'd called seventh and higher. And I didn't. So here we were, and we had to answer them. So we both said yes, as Sarala and I do, and they're saying yes again. And we moved forward. And in a couple of months, I had told a couple of people about it. In a couple of months, we were meeting regularly, and there were a few of us, four of us, that they then named their ground crew. And what happened is then they started giving information. So I got that it was called the Alchemy Collective Consciousness. They were very crystal clear from the beginning that they come at the time of transition for a planet and a people, and that they work only in group consciousness. And the reason they were able to connect with Sarala and I, they later shared was two things, is that I'm a, you know, from their perspective, I'm a very clear channel, so they can, I can hear them really clearly. But Sarala and I were already in group consciousness, and we had held that energy between us. So if I hadn't been, they couldn't have come through to me. So they very soon set up, you know, they asked for a website, they asked for business cards, they asked to start holding, you know, public calls. And really quickly in the first year, all these things happened. And one of the ground crew I was working full time was, Vivi was excellent at doing all of that. So she got all of that up and going. And that's really where it started. And they have said all along, they're not here to save humanity. They're here to co-create. And so it's been 3 years since last, the end of January. And you know, after the first year and a bit, they said, we want to have a gathering in the physical. We want to, because when you come together in physical, we can do more. So we had our first gathering on Vancouver Island, and then last year we went to Florida, and last September we were in Banff, Alberta, Canada. And our next one is in about 8 weeks in Mexico. And after that, we're doing the east coast of Canada and Nova Scotia in September. And the gatherings have just been so profound. So we have, so they asked, we have open calls, or just like what you're doing here today, guided meditations every second Tuesday evening, and it's odd. It's on Pacific time, because I'm on 11 Pacific time. So at 6:30 in the evening, they're all recorded and posted on our website, and we're getting people from around the world now, and they're always experiential, and you'll feel that and see that when we, you know, shortly when they come through and do a meditation with us. And it's all about divine service for the planet. So we've done all kinds of different things, from anchoring sort of like lightning rods to bring more energy. And our last call was opening a portal to bring through the higher frequencies for the new vibration. And we've created bridges to the new earth, and we've worked on the new earth, and we've worked in the core of the earth and with the waters, and then we've worked in places of cities of 5 million or more. So I never ask what's coming, I just live channel. So there's only been in the 3 years one session where they gave me pre-work, homework before the call, and they said, we need you to go on your devices and find all the names of the cities of 5 million or more on planet Earth. Well, that was alerting for me anyway, so I did that. And we worked on all the cities. We worked on cities of 5 million or more. And we've worked in the Amazon. So it's every single call is different, but they also really believe in supporting the people who come on the calls. So the calls are all free. And we almost always get gifts of some energetic gifts and tools at the end of the calls. And we work with galactic beings and the Ashtar Command and the angels and mythical creatures and councils. And so it's, I could never have imagined what we're doing and how we're doing. So I'm really excited about Mexico. 'Cause when we get together, it's deeply, deeply profound and lots of fun. Lots of fun.
Beautiful. And Annalore, I would love if you can share the link to your website. So if our audience wants to know more about this the upcoming gathering, they can get it there. Yeah.
So the Alchemy Gathering, the Mexico Gathering is on, starts, it's a 7 day, we're there 7 days, and it's 90 minutes outside of Puerto Vallarta. So you fly into Puerto Vallarta, and it is Saturday, April 30th to Saturday, May 7th. And we found this beautiful retreat space right on the ocean called, and sorry, I apologize, I don't speak Spanish, so I don't have the best accent with it. Mar de Jade is the name of the resort. And it's on our website, thealchemycollective.org. And we're there for 7 days. So the Alchemy will do 5 full days of energy work, channelings, teachings, play. We do all kinds of different things. All the meals are included and everything. And then the last day, because the resort only does 7 days, the last day is the built-in integration day. And the vibrations go so high during a gathering that people really need an integration day or more before they start traveling. So it's, they're a lot of fun. And they're all, people say, you know, well, what are you going to do? And the Alchemy is such that they don't lay out an agenda. They don't say on day one, this is happening, day two, this is happening. Because to them, it depends on the a vibration on the planet at that moment, who's shown up and what everybody's ready for and what they're willing to co-create. Mm-hmm. So it will be, and the thing that the people that have come, and we've got several people that have come to all of them, that people tell me and I never think of, is one of the things they found the most profound about the gatherings is the vibration and the love and support, that everybody just goes and opens their heart and is kind and loving. And the second thing is, I never noticed this, but they tell me that there's no ego. You know, so nobody's in ego. Everybody sort of checks their ego at the door, and everybody's there to support each other and themselves. And the Alchemy has said that this gathering will be a combination of divine service, because that's all they, you know, where it's all about the transition for the planet, and personal growth. So they're going to do a combination this time. We've done retreats of just divine service and just personal growth. And so we're going to do, people will get new processes and tools, and there'll be sessions where they're going to be able to work on their own energy and shift and grow, as well as doing all kinds of divine service for the planet.
Beautiful. So thank you, NLRI. Just if you can give the link to your website.
Yes, it is www.thealchemycollective.org. And the Mexico Gathering will be the first thing that comes up. Okay. And then you'll find on other links in there that you can hear all our past calls for the last 3 years. And you can register. Our next call is Tuesday night. And there's lots of information there. And the Alchemy is prompting me to share with you that this is not, they've done this across time and space. Mm-hmm. And this is not the first planet they've done this with. This is their, they're doing this with all, you know, whenever the time is right vibrationally for a planet.
Beautiful. Thank you. And, Anurai, so would you like to bring the Alchemy first before taking live questions? Or
I think, yes. How about, let me see. Yeah, let's do the Alchemy first, if that's okay with everyone, and because then you'll really get to experience. And usually our meditations are 45 minutes to an hour, but we're gonna do less today, because of the radio show. But this way you'll get to really feel and sense the Alchemy, and then after we can open up for questions, your personal questions, that sounds perfect. Yeah. Okay, so let me just take a sip of water, and if you want to get comfortable, and if you don't have water with you, everybody, you really should be having water, because we're going to bring some pretty high vibrations in, so your body is going to need lots of water. So if you don't have it, go grab a glass, and especially hydrate yourself today. All righty. So take a deep breath and just relax. And connect to the light. So just feel and bring the light into your body from source energy and just feel it come down and connect. And open your hearts. And I'll just start to bring the alchemy through and we will do a journey. So see or feel as there is a large golden disc. It's larger than a dinner plate and it's coming to your feet now. And the alchemy invites you to step on this disc as they whisk you up to the alchemy field. And as you enter the alchemy field, you're going to see this beautiful field with flowers and grasses, and there's trees lining it. But down in the end of the field, you'll see a large crystal. It's quartz-like, and it's like the size of an old oak tree. And we invite everyone to come down around the crystal. And there is where we shall begin. We are the alchemy, and on this day, we greet you. It is our great honor to be present here with you today. And our gratitude and thanks to the beautiful soul named Monseth for bringing us forward. This day, we wish to take you on a short journey, but first, we invite you to join us as we connect our hearts together for this time, for as our beloved Ribbons, Anna Larai, has spoken, we work in group consciousness. We share with you that this is not the old group consciousness where you were manipulated. It is not what you fear. This is the new vibration. It is a collective consciousness where you consciously choose to be part of it. You will not feel the energies of the others in the way that you have in the past. You will not know what is going on in their personal life. You will simply feel the increase of love and light, power and grace as we connect. So as you stand around the alchemy crystal, see or feel or sense or simply trust, as we send a purple ray or ribbon from the alchemy crystal, and it comes out and connects directly with your heart now. All you need to do, beloveds, is simply receive. And feel now as the love and the light and our vibration flows from the alchemy crystal into your heart. And feel as we send the love filling your heart chakra as it travels upwards and downwards simultaneously, filling your higher heart and your solar plexus. Allow it to swirl across your shoulders and down your arms to your elbows and down to your wrists and hands. Feel as this vibration of love swirls and saturates the organs of the physical form. The stomach and the liver, the gallbladder. Feel as this vibration of love, this purple energy, flows up and down your central column of love and light, your spine, goes up to your throat chakra and down to your sacral chakra. Up to the third eye, swirling around your third eye and your physical eyes, around your brain, the pineal gland, the pituitary, the amygdalas, and the crown chakra. This vibration of love swirls and moves through the left and right hemisphere of the brain. This vibration of love travels into the root chakra, into the reproductive organs, and down the thighs to the knees. Simply allow, beloveds, as it travels down to the ankles and through your feet to your earth star chakra and up to your soul star chakra above your head. Feel now as we open and send even more love and light, a higher vibration, an infusion of love. Allow any worries and stress, any tension in your body to simply fade away. And see or feel or know that a member of the angelic councils, the angelic realms, an angel comes and stands behind you now. And they greet you. And they connect directly with your heart as they stand behind you. Yes, there is one angel for each of you. Feel as you are connected with us from the front, and the angel sends you love to the back of your heart and through your body. And see or feel now as one of the ascended masters comes forth. There are too many to name. And you may call on a specific one if you wish, or simply allow whoever wishes to stand behind you as they connect through the angel and to your heart. For they too are here to assist us this day. And one more comes forth. See or feel as behind you now you have an angel. An ascended master, and the third being of light that comes forth this day is a unicorn. And they too connect their heart and send you love. So you are connected now to the alchemy crystal in the center of this circle, and then there you are. And an angelic being, an ascended master behind, and also a mythical creature, the unicorn. All of you connected. Feel as the vibration rises and the love pours into your heart. Feel as the light comes from source energy. Into your crown chakra. And we fill you with love and light. Allow your heart to expand outside of your physical form and grow so big that you are within your heart. All you need to do, beloveds, is simply receive. Say yes. To receiving love and light. And see or feel now as forming below the feet of all of the group is a very large golden disc. And feel now as we travel together with the angels, the ascended masters, and the unicorns, all connected with the crystal, all in this vibration of love. See or feel now as we travel together. When we travel to what you call your North Pole, to the Arctic, and see or feel now as our golden disc hovers above the Arctic. We come here, beloveds, for we wish to assist. And this is a beautiful place to do so. What we wish to do, we shall describe, and then we shall do it as a group. But we wish to send energies of love and light to the planet. But through this remote location, the waters and the ice and the land, the whales and the polar bears and the penguins, and other creatures of the Arctic will receive this love first, this vibration, and gently it will dissipate and flow throughout the waters of the planet. But this day, this is the place that is the most optimum for what we are going to do. So see or feel now, we invite you connected to all that is, to allow the love from your heart that is expanding to simply flow through you and down into the golden disc and down, down below, into the waters, into the ice cap of the Arctic. So send and feel as together we send all one vibration of love into the planet here at the Arctic. See or feel as this love and light flows as one stream, a beam of light going into the water, the ice, the earth, and see the reflection of light as it sparkles and touches Mother Gaia, the earth. Continue sending this light of love and vibration. Focus simply on opening your heart and sending this love and light, knowing you are supporting the marine life, the aquatic life, the winged ones. You are supporting the water, the mammals and the creatures of the air. Feel or sense or simply know that those animals, those four-legged ones and the water beings and the beings of the air, that those that carry within their wombs their unborns, the young bear cubs and the baby whales, all of the unborn that lie within them, feel as they receive this vibration of love. We share with you to hold no judgment on what you perceive is happening on your planet. know that your judgment of how others treat the earth adds to the lower vibrations. If you see things like pollution or unclean waters, if you see deforestation or the bringing of oils from the earth, if you see these things, simply send love. For adding love will assist. Condemning and criticizing and judging only adds to the problem, beloveds. See or feel as the vibration intensifies that we send through you now to the Arctic. And see or sense the love grid that surrounds planet Earth. There are many levels of this love grid. And see as we send this energy into the grid that holds a love vibration approximately 6 inches below the surface. This is an energetic support system for the planet, as well as for the beings that walk upon it, of all forms. There are many layers of this love grid. Simply keep opening your heart, beloveds, and sending this vibration down through you, through the golden disc, and into the Arctic. We ask you to stay focused with us, not to travel other places, for we are working in group consciousness, and while you may think that other places need this, we ask you, beloveds, to simply be here, for it will travel as it is meant to. So we share with you that part of what is happening for you to understand, we shall use the word codes, for it is a term you know. It is an incorrect term, but we shall just use it to utilize for simplicity. What we are also doing as we send this love and light into the waters and the land and the ice and the beings is this energy is encoded in a manner which will assist those yet unborn with adapting to the changes of the new vibrations that are coming. So it allows their own DNA of the polar bears and the penguins, the Arctic foxes, the narwhals and the orcas, and all the other beings. We name only a few, and the plant life to all begin on a cellular level to adapt to the changing frequencies and the higher vibrations. simply allow this energy to flow deep within to the waters. And see or feel as Mother Gaia welcomes this addition. See or feel as the love grids flow with this new vibration and with this coding. It does not matter, beloved, that your minds do not understand. Simply allow and trust and feel. Know that this process will continue for the next 7 days very gently. There is nothing you need to do, for your higher self has already committed. You may check in over these 7 days if you choose, and just consciously send more love. But see or feel now, as we return to the alchemy field, and yes, one of the golden discs, the large golden disc we traveled upon, has created another platform that remains over the Arctic. And we travel back onto another. The unicorn being bows and thanks you as they return to their own time and space. The ascended master comes forward. And they wish to offer you a gift. Beloveds, I am Lord Melchizedek, and I speak at this moment on behalf of each of us, of what you call ascended masters who are present this day to assist, and what each of us wishes to offer you. Is a sparkle, a single sparkle of love, and we wish to place this within your heart. And what this is for, beloved, this is a reminder of who you are, of the love and light that you carry. If you have a day or a moment where you feel discouraged or out of alignment, simply connect with this sparkle of love. And remember who you are. Experience your own divinity and allow it to flash and sparkle so that you experience and remember once again this love. So if you wish this as your gift, simply tell us yes, and we shall place it within your heart now. The Ascended Master embraces you and dissolves. The angelic being embraces you They thank you for your service this day. And they invite you to call upon them in the dream time or in your meditation, for they are most happy to work with you again, should you desire. The purple ray or ribbon connecting you to the alchemy slowly dissolves. We are the alchemy, and on this day, we thank you deeply, beloveds, for your presence today with us, for your divine service for your planet. We hope that you will join us on our Tuesday calls, and we especially hope that some of you will join us in Mexico, for there is a great opportunity to assist the planet in a way that is unfolding, that was most unexpected. There is a great opportunity for each of you as individuals to grow exponentially and personally through this week spent with other loving souls in a very special vibration. We invite you to join and work with us. We invite you to laugh and play with us. See or feel now as your golden disc takes you back to your own time and space. We thank you, beloveds. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We are the alchemy. Hi, it's Anna Lorai, everybody. Take a sip of water or a big gulp or a whole glass.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. That was really, really beautiful, and it's really a great honor that we were part of this this process of anchoring love into our Mother Earth, and it's so I'm really grateful to the alchemy, to Lord Melchizedek, the angelic realm, and the universe, and ascended masters for sharing with us this beautiful journey. And Anna Lorai, thank you. Thank you also.
Oh, you're so welcome. And thank you to everybody for participating, because, you know, it really is a co-creation. And the alchemy will tell you they can't do this without people. And you know, for them, this is also why the gatherings are so important, because so much more can be done at a gathering, and you know, when people come consciously come together.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just feeling lovely here. When I'm channeling it, I don't feel the energy until I'm done, and then I get this beautiful rush of energy, because if I actually felt it during the channel, I wouldn't be able to talk. So I always get this lovely rush after. So
beautiful. All right. So on the right, can we take questions from the audience?
Yes, I'd love to take questions from the audience. And if anybody wants to share how they're feeling or what their experience was, that would be awesome too.
Yeah. Okay, so just a reminder, so to everybody, if you are calling from your phone or Skype, you can raise your hand by pressing *2 to ask your question. And if you are on the webcast, you can write your question there on the question box. All right, so we have a caller from Atlanta, phone number, okay, ending with 4757. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
I'm great, thank you. What is your name?
Sydney. How you doing, Anna?
Hi. Oh, I don't go by Anna. You go by Anna Lorai. It's got a different vibration, but I'm doing great, so I'm glad to have you on the call.
All right. I'm sorry, Anna Lorai. Ribbon.
That's okay.
I was on a call. You know what? It was so deep that I dozed out. I went way out there in space somewhere.
Wow. Well, you're going to be able to hear the replay. So, and you know what? That's perfect because sometimes the vibration just gets so high, it really does knock us
right.
out. And, you know.
Right. I want to know, Anna Rai, can you tell me something or go into my energy field or something like that? You know, also, Anna Rai, I'm on the Alchemy Collective, too.
Excellent. And I'm sorry, I didn't hear your first name.
Sydney.
Sydney, perfect. Excellent.
We,
so you come on
one,
our calls.
You had one last week. I think
yes.
the next one is the 23rd.
It is. It's next Tuesday. No, the next one
right.
is the next one is on the 8th, next Tuesday night.
Right. And then the 23rd. Okay. Yeah, I'm on that. Listen, I love that. The collective. This is the collective alchemy. Oh,
beautiful.
That's powerful.
Okay, so let me just go in, Sydney. Let me just see here. Let me see.
Okay.
So I won't actually go into your energy because that's intrusive. So what I can do is read it from where I am. So let me just
okay.
go in and see. And is there anything in particular you're wanting to know?
No, I was told that I should be in 5D by 2017. So I don't know. And the last time I checked, I think my chakras changed from the color to silver.
Well, what's happening a lot now is a lot of things that we believed in the past are changing, you know, in
right.
terms of chakra colors and things like that. So to me, it's about being open and receptive. And so when I work with the alchemy and my guides, they don't, this is just what we do. They don't say things like by this date, this will happen, because so much
right.
is dependent on choices and what's happening on the planet. So let me just go in. I'm just getting something here. So I'm getting that on the right side of your heart, that you have a blockage in there. That you have a piece of your heart that you have kept closed for a long time, Sydney, and you're almost not even aware of it. And, you know, for you to move forward energetically, you need to go in and move and shift this old energy and this old blockage in your heart and bring it back into the fullness of your heart. So it's like you've closed a door to your heart and you've almost hidden it. So you're, I know this is a little surprising to you. I can feel that. But there's a piece
right.
of your heart that you've closed off and you haven't wanted to look at. And so your guides are telling me that it's really important you go in and look at that and really start to clear that, because you'll feel the energy flow much stronger even then.
Right. So how do I clear it, Anna Larai? I mean, how do I go in and clear it?
So, well, one of the
through
things
intention?
I do... intention and more. So what happens is you have to work to do any clearing, and my guides aren't calling it healing anymore. They're calling it energy shifting. So to shift the energy and open up the heart again, it's about bringing the light into your body, and you have to do it from a place of love rather than mental. So you have to be able to get your own physical presence and body to a vibration of love. So when we're done on this call, go, if you have time, go in and work then, because we're bringing the light in. You know, after an alchemy call, when we've brought all this love and light in, and do it on your own as well. Just bring in the love and light and just keep clearing and clearing, and ask your guides to help you and go into this. And just
okay.
blast it with love. So whether you're really visual or not, just keep bringing the love in. And
in the
it's
heart
funny,
chakra
I'll,
or
I'll,
the heart self? The heart chakra or the
both.
Heart itself?
Both.
Okay.
Okay. And it's funny,
yes.
I'll just share with you. Tonight, one of the things that happened with the alchemy in that is, I asked them to give me other things to support me with. And so tonight I have at 6:30 Pacific time, we're doing group healings. And it's $15 a person, and it's with Archangel
yes.
Raphael and Dr. Lorfin. And what we're doing is we're using the power of groups. So when people come onto the call, we're all going to connect and work on our own stuff. So
right.
whenever you have the chance to work in a group and do healing, you can work on yourself, because there's more power and more love. But bring in the love
right.
and light and just keep focusing on your heart, Sydney.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
I'm glad
so
you're
much.
Coming on
Thank
the Alchemy
so
calls. Thanks for coming in.
Okay. Thank you.
Sydney.
Thank you, Mark Grief. Okay.
Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you, Anna Rai.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we have a question on the webcast from Maggie, M-A-J-I-E, from Havana, Florida. So much information has come to me over the past 8 months to a year that now I am having a hard time balancing and knowing what to focus on. I feel I have a true higher purpose, but I can't seem to have it clearly manifest. Any guidelines for how to gain the clarity I need? Thanks.
Okay. And that, you know, Madhuri, that seems to be a lot of people. I'm hearing that from a lot of people that, you know, where do they go and what do they do? And so let me just go in and check here. So what your guides are telling me is the most important thing is to be in your heart. The most important thing that we're to do right now is to raise our own vibrations and help others people do that. And in the past, I know I'll use the term life purpose, that a lot of us, this is the information that came, that we all had these life purposes. And what the alchemy and my guides have been telling me over the last some time is that they would like that perception to shift, that you have contracts for to do certain things, but life purpose is a little bit different. So our purpose here that we come down to is really to raise our vibration, to do our own shifting, to have our own experience, to be love and assist others. And there's thousands and thousands of ways you can do that, and each of us gets to do it in a different way. So part of the, with all the information that's coming down, your guides are telling me that they are giving you, it's almost like a buffet of options, and that there isn't a lot of, there's a little bit of a spectrum, but anything that you choose that they're giving you is going to work and going to be good for you. But what they're trying to do is give you lots of information and options so that you can find what resonates most with your heart. So the guides now aren't saying, you know, to any of us or many of us, your purpose is A. This is the only thing here on planet Earth you're here to do for. That's not what they're telling. They're saying, you know, here there's a whole bunch of options. You know, any of those would be good, because really if there's something you have to do, any path you take will get you there. Because that's just the way it works. No matter which way you go, they'll always get you, help you get where you wanna be. So they're telling me to really find the one or two or three that resonate most with you in terms of opportunities or things to do, and start with one. Because what happens is we get overwhelmed. So start with one. And look at that. Look at the practical side of it. What is it? Is it going to work for me? Is it what I want? And really look at it from that way. And as you get started with one, you may find that then another one comes forth, or you'll go back to another one of the options and add that in. Does that make sense to you? Does that clarify?
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, NLRI.
Okay, and does that help her? Is she writing in, or can you tell?
I'm refreshing. So I still didn't get her feedback. As I get it, I will read it for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Great. All right, so let's invite another caller.
Okay.
So we have a Skype caller from Calgary, Alberta. I think the name is Iveta. Hello?
Iveta. Okay.
Hello, Anna Larai.
Hi, Iveta.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
My name is Iveta, but yes, it's pronounced more like Yvette. I was wondering if you would have a message for me. I've had some pain in my back, my shoulder blades, just the last couple of days, and I wonder if it has something to do with me wanting to or needing to have a bigger life.
Okay, so let me just go in and see. And does some of that shoulder pain travel down your back?
My entire spine is really fired up right now, so I saw a chiropractor yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, I can really feel it down the lower side, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just go in and see. Okay, so it's really interesting. As soon as you said chiropractor, so what they're telling me, your guides are saying it's really time to stretch yourself. So they're laughing because they like this analogy.
Okay.
And that it's really time to go outside your comfort zone.
Yes.
And that you have lived a very safe life, and they're really encouraging you to really start trying some new things and getting out there and doing things differently. And you can do a bunch of those or one or two at a time, but they're really asking you to step out of your comfort zone. And they're telling me, okay, so they're showing me even that you go and take some classes in something you've never done before. And it could be something very social like pottery making, or could be something esoteric, or it could be like a business course. And they're not saying what kind of course, but they're showing you doing something completely out of your element. And what they're telling me is that they want you to start having the courage to step out, and that it doesn't matter what course you take, because it's not about the course. It's about the trying something new. And that if you start trying new things and stretching, and as you say, have a bigger life, there will be more opportunities for you that come forth that you could say yes to, that will lead your life in a different path.
Okay. That's very exciting.
Okay. Let me just take 1 second and let me just soothe your spine here for a second. Just, Yvette, just see, you know how at the doctor's you can get an IV, an intravenous, where the fluids come into your body?
Yes.
Okay, so just visualize one of those, but it's going to be a love and light infusion. Okay, so it's like an IV going into your right arm, but it's filled with love and light. So you can adjust it. If it gets painful at all, just open it a little more so more love and light is going in. And as things finish up, just turn it down. So just visualize that, and that'll help you as the healing is going on.
So an IV goes into the
right arm.
Through the hand or just higher up?
Higher up.
Okay, as an IV. Okay, sounds perfect.
Yeah, just like, okay.
And I can use it any time until it's completely healed?
Yes, you can.
Perfect.
Okay. And good luck with your course and wherever that's going to take you.
I think I might take a dance course. I'm not a very good dancer, and that would be fun for me.
And your guys are saying, yes, they really like that idea because it's taking you out of your comfort zone. It's doing something physical. You'll meet people. But they want you to keep stretching.
Yes. Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Yvette.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Beautiful. Thank you, Anna-Marie. Sorry. And thank you, Yvette. Anna-Marie, we have Maggie. She said thank you. That really helps. And she put some smiles.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Great.
Thank you.
And also we have many comments. I will read a few, like from Chiswar Jermarel from Mexico. Thanks so much. Thanks for being in my life. I enjoy so much your meditation. God bless you all.
Aw, lovely.
And also from Gail from Antioch, California. Thank you. I felt raised in love on the call with meditation. And happy to share the frequencies in the Arctic. So wonderful. I felt honored to be there and can't wait to share the love with my heart, hopefully without judgment, knowing that.
Great. That's great.
Me
awesome.
In the higher frequencies. Beautiful. All right, so let's take another question.
Okay.
We have a question from Anna from Birmingham.
Okay.
She's asking, she was, I'm hoping you can send a bit of healing love my way at this time. I'm super sensitive at the moment since my partner of 7 years has just abandoned me with no warning.
All right. So let me just go in and help here. One second here. So, Anna, what I'm getting is every day. All right, so every day, just bring in the light as many times as you need to and just feel it like water just gently coming in into your body, okay? But you're bringing in love and light to help soothe you, okay? And all right, so I'm going to say something that might upset you, and I apologize in advance. But what your guides are telling me is remember that everything is a co-creation, okay? So what you want to do as soon as you're ready is to ask yourself, and without any blame, ask yourself, why did you co-create this, or why did you create this? So while it feels like he or she has up and left you, and I hear that, I know exactly where you're at and what that means. The minute when you feel that way, you're in victim mode, right? Because you feel that this happened to you. And once you can find in your heart to ask the question, why did I create this? Why did I set this up in my life? And it looks like I made him the bad guy or her the bad guy. I made them leave me, it allows you to change your perspective on it, and it will help you in the healing process when you can get to that space. Because all of a sudden, when you know, because everything's a co-creation, you're a powerful creator being, there's nothing that happened to us that we didn't really agree to, right, on some level, for our soul's growth. So when you look at that, it helps you move through it in a different way than feeling like someone did this to you, okay? And the sooner, and I know this is going to sound hard too, but the sooner you can move in to gratitude and for the relationship and forgiveness for the abandonment, the easier that will be on you. Again, I know sounds easier said than done, but once you can do those energetic shifts, it really does help. And let me just, okay, so the Divine Mother is here, and she wants to hand you a beautiful, I'll just call it a soft pink shawl, okay, and she calls it her mantle of love. So she's handing you this magnificent pink shawl, pale, soft pink, and she's handing it to you and saying she wants you to know that whenever you feel the sadness coming up and feeling lost and abandoned, to just wrap this around you, this shawl around you, this etheric pink shawl, and feel the love, and feel the love, and know that you are not alone and that you are supported. And does that make sense to you, or is what I said too hard for you to hear right now?
So Anna, please, if you can, like, just stretch on the question box, and I will read it.
We're just sending you lots and lots of love, hon.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you, Anna Rai, and let's invite one more caller. We have a caller from Walnut Creek, phone number ending with 5669. Are you with us? Hello? 5669.
Carl! Yes. Hello. I'm here. Hello?
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 What is your name?
This is Gail.
Welcome, Gail. What is your question?
Hi,
Gail.
Hey, so nice to talk to you. Hello, Monsef.
Hello.
Well, I was just wondering, I had a car accident, and I'm trying to get back to work, and I'm hoping that maybe to tell me that when it's time for me to go back to work, I'll be safe to go back.
So you're wanting me to tell you that, or you're wanting me to tell you what I get?
Oh, yeah. Well, better.
Okay, so first of all, why are you feeling unsafe to go back to work? Do you drive for work? Is that what you... Why are you feeling unsafe?
Because it's kind of a labor job, and I've had... You know, I was in a car accident, and I had, like, my ankles both broke, and I've just had another surgery on them, and I'm dying to get back to work, but I just want to know that it's, you know, I'm not going to push myself too much, because I'm kind of, I do that a lot. And
okay.
I just, yeah.
So what I'm getting, okay, one second. Okay, so what I'm getting, Gail, is I can feel this right now. You've got a program or an energy of self-sabotage running, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
underneath everything, you really don't, and everybody has this, so don't worry, but you've got, you don't really love yourself a whole lot right now on the subconscious levels, and so you're running self-sabotage. And so what
mm-hmm.
happens is, as you start to move forward, you are unconsciously creating things that set you back, and then
mm-hmm.
pushing yourself is also part of that self-sabotage, because the actual pushing sends you backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see what else here. Okay. That, let me just, I'm just being guided to get an emotion here for you. One second. Oh, one sec. Okay. What here? I'm just going in, so 1 minute here. So the word I'm getting is onerous. Onerous. So, you're still being too difficult. I'm just working on clearing some of that. You're really being hard on yourself. You have set up really high standards for yourself and high expectations, and you're really not your own best friend, is what your guides are telling me. You're really harsh with yourself. Does that make sense to me? To you?
Yes, it does. It does. I've
yeah.
been doing that for a long time unconsciously,
yeah.
too. You know.
Yeah, and it's really time to just start being gentle with yourself and really loving yourself. Like, you haven't allowed yourself, you rarely allow yourself joy and pleasure. It's like, and it's really time to start to find, to do simple things that bring you pleasure. So they're telling me, they're asking me to suggest to you that you do a joy jar. Do you know what that is, hon? Gail?
A joy jar? No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Okay. So what to do is you get paper and pencil. It's actually physical. And a little
mm-hmm.
jar of some sort. It doesn't matter what that looks like. And you write down on different colors of paper some
mm-hmm.
things that make you happy. So it might be having a bubble bath, or going for a walk in the park, or seeing a movie, or eating a piece of chocolate cake, or whatever the things are, you know, going to work out at the gym, whatever the things are that bring you joy, okay, that
mm-hmm.
make you smile. And you write a whole bunch of them down, and you can color code them, things that are free, things that cost a little bit of money, things that cost a lot of money, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're having a difficult time, or you really want to look after yourself, you pull something out of the joy jar and you go do it. But you write a whole bunch of them in, and so that you always have something that you can pull out. And your guides are telling me also they'd like you to start doing a gratitude journal, that having gratitude for your life will help you start to shift some of this as well.
I've already started doing that.
Okay, good. Good, good.
But I sometimes don't feel it, and then I neglect it. But I try
okay,
to
so
do
I guess
it.
It's really the reminder of keeping it up or
mm-hmm.
starting it again. So Yeah, because your guides are telling me that that's part of the, they're saying that's another example of the self-sabotage. You started the gratitude journal, and then mm-hmm. you stopped doing it because, again, not allowing yourself to come into the higher vibrations and really undercutting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Well, I wish you the best on your journey. You know, just remember that you're this magnificent being. And you know, it's really time to sort of just look at your life differently and be gentle with yourself and allow, you know, the people around you to reflect back the love that you are so that you get to see your own light.
Okay. That sounds wonderful.
Okay. Thanks for being on our call today, Gail.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Gail.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Bye. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Anarai. All right, so Anarai, I would love if we can talk now a little bit about the special offer that you put together for our audience. And just to guide our audience to the page, so they can get there just by clicking on the special offer button on the webcast page, or later on the replay page when it becomes available, or just visit the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Anarai and number 5, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Anarai5, Anarai and number 5. So can you please talk about that?
Okay, so the first, and I don't remember off, you'll have to say the prices months up because I don't have my computer open here. The first a special offer that I've done is I do a webinar series called Messages from the Enlightened One. So I live channel various beings of light, and some of them are beings you'll know, and a lot of them are ones I've never heard of, but they've come forth. So when I asked the Alchemy to support me so that I could continue doing that work, they brought through this series. So I'm on the third one now. So I gave, there are 5 different hour recordings of the live channeled events. One from series 1, I think there's 2 from series 2 and 2 from series 3. Mm-hmm. So I know in series 3, Merlin was a week ago, and that's one of the sessions. It's amazing. Merlin comes through. You need to have a crystal ready with you, a smaller crystal, because he's going to activate it and charge it with magic for you. And then I think we did the Blu-ray.
Yes,
and the Gemini Twins is one of them. I had never even heard of the Gemini Twins. Yeah. And that's really profound. It's on duality and separation. So what the messages from the Enlightened Ones do is, A, you receive a vibration because they bring through their own energies, but they all have very practical applications to improving your day-to-day living. So the special offer 1 is 5 recordings, and special offer 2 is 5 recordings, the same 5 recordings plus a 30-minute reading with me. And I don't normally do 30-minute readings, so it's kind of fun to do that. And then we'll do a one-on-one session with Skype, and, you know, I'll answer some of your questions and read your energy and go from there. So, and that is the second special offer.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Anarai. And for the prices, so for the first special offer, it's $88, and the second it's $147. And as always, we offer the 2 payment options. And Anarai, thank you so much for putting together this really beautiful package for our audience.
Thank you, Monsef. Is it okay? I realize I haven't shared. If I can share my website, because I've given you the Alchemies, my website for everybody is www.sparklesoflove.love. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of free meditations on there. You'll see some of the other things that I do, the webinars and the series and the love and the energy healing session. So you're welcome to take a look at my website and register for my newsletter there.
Absolutely.
But it's been my pleasure and the Alchemy's to be here today. And thank you, Mansa, for, you know, for what you're doing and bringing this to other places in the world and to your wonderful audiences. And thank you for your open heart.
Oh, thank you. It's really my great honor. And we were really so blessed to have you and the Alchemy on the show. Thank you so much for all you, what you shared with us, for the meditation, the, you know, for sharing your story and also answering our audience questions. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And have a great day, everybody. It's been a pleasure to connect with everyone, and I wish everyone blessings of love and light.
Thank you. And also, I want to just thank you for joining us today live, and also those who will be listening on the replay. Thank you for sharing your energy with us and co-creating this space with us. Thank you for your questions. And apologize, we didn't have enough time to answer all of your questions. And yeah, with that, I'm sending you a tremendous amount of love. And see you on the next one. Bye-bye.